Let's get our Bibles out. Let's go to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 22. And let's look at some of the scripture here this morning. This is a very familiar verse of scripture. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Praise God. Very familiar scripture. We've talked about it a lot of times. But what I want to try to pull out of this morning is the word order. Everybody said order.
Order.
Order. Amen. That's not a command. A commandment is not an order. That's not what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about order this morning. And let's pray together. Amen. You hungry for the Word of God this morning? Father, we thank you for the Word of the Lord. We thank you for your Spirit this morning that we have felt. And I ask you to anoint the Word today. Speak to us in Jesus' name, we ask. Everybody said amen.
Amen,
amen. God bless you. You can be seated this morning. Thank God. Order. We're going to talk about it here this morning. And as I am wont to do, I usually get definitions so that it gives us some something to work with here this morning. But what is order? Order, according to Webster's, is a regular, orderly arrangement of things. Amen. Now, that would be the opposite of somebody's bedroom, probably.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And order is when everything is in a proper arrangement of things. And I began to think about it, and there are some areas of order that I'd like to talk about here this morning. And let's do a few of these here. Praise God. Let me move this over just a little bit. I'm going to get worn out walking so much this morning. Well, somebody smile just a little bit. Physical. Everybody said physical.
Physical.
Amen. And mathematical. Everybody said math. Now everybody's real excited about that one, I'm sure. Especially all the students. Amen. All right. Everybody said civil. Civil. Order. Emotional. Everybody said emotional. And what was the last one? Spiritual. Praise the Lord. Should have put that first. Spiritual. All right. So we've got some things we want to talk about here this morning, because there are areas of life that we need to have in order, amen, in order in our lives. Now, I hope you all will help me here this morning, amen. And sometimes when we look at order in those five areas, and I'm sure you could come up with some other areas that you could talk about, but sometimes these areas overlap, and they connect with each other. For example, the physical and mathematical, those interact with each other. Excuse me. If you're going to take biology, you're going to have to learn some algebra. If you're going to learn about engineering, you're going to have to learn about math. They interact with each other. The same with spiritual. Amen. Our spiritual and our emotional, they interact with each other and all of that. So what are we talking about? And what is the direction that we want to go here this morning? Well, let's look at a few things here. If we look at the physical world, if we were to ask questions here about what your idea of the physical world is and things that are in order in our physical world, we would first of all have to go down to the building block of everything that is physical, and that would be atoms and molecules and the tables of elements, or the table of elements. And that would be the very basis of physical order in our world. I'm thankful that when God created everything, He put it in a physical order. Amen. That there is an order to it. It is a perfect order. And you just talk about any of these here this morning, an atom, a proton, and a neutron. And then there are electrons that surround that, and they travel like a planet travels around the sun. And different elements are based upon how many electrons and where the electrons are located in the stepping in the steps away from. Some of them are very close, some of them a little bit further away, some a little bit further away. And it gives us order. We know what to expect in our physical world. I'm glad today when I woke up, the sun was shining. Because if things got out of hand in the physical world, we would all be in real big trouble. Amen. Thank God for order this morning. If we look at mathematical order, there has to be a consensus of this. And Josephus, a Jewish historian, wrote that Abraham taught the Egyptians mathematics. He understood that. God showed him mathematics. Abraham understood the movement of the stars and the planets and all of that. And mathematics is very important. You may say, well, I'm never going to use this again in my life, but you're going to use it. You really don't realize how much. Order also in the physical world could be the solar system and the universe, and we don't really understand everything and how it affects us as we get more and more understanding of the physical world. We understand a little bit more about our universe and about how things operate in the universe. And they find those meteorites that fall to the earth, and they find that they're made out of the same elements that we find on our planet, letting us to know that there is an order that was brought into existence when God created everything. We could come off of those, and we could talk about an airplane. We could talk about the laws that are in place, the order that is in place. And we know it's not sporadic. We know that we can depend upon it. Amen. We know that if we get a certain airplane going at a certain speed, that we can defy the laws of gravity and we can fly up in the air. And it'll work every time as long as everything is in order. If something's out of order, you're going to abort the takeoff or you're going to crash land, and we have seen that. I remember when we were in Boston, we heard the news of the DC-10 that took off from LaGuardia in Chicago, and it took off, and there was some problems with the order of the airplane. There were bolts that actually held the motors on, the engines, and some of the bolts sheared off, and the engine took off, and just pilot could see the engine taking off out in front of him, and it messed up all of the guidance and control system, and the airplane literally went like this and went straight into the ground, and everyone was destroyed because of order, amen, or a lack of order. Something was out of order. They grounded all the airplanes until they could figure out what was wrong so that they could get it right. And those airplanes are still flying today, and I wouldn't want to fly on one. I did fly on one many, many years ago, but I'm not sure I would be interested in that today. Amen. Anybody with me on that? In the physical world, the order of our physical world. I hope you all just stay with me here this morning. We have the space station up there in space. Everything's got to be in order. They almost had a major problem with an air leak in it in one of the capsules that was going up to the International Space Station. And they did some research, and they found out that someone had drilled a hole, a small hole in the outer skin of that spacecraft. And so now they're trying to trace it down. But one little bitty hole, it's just a little hole. It's only going to let a little bit of air out. But physics tells us that in the physical world, you can't have that. And there are some things that apply. Amen. There are some things that are going to remain the same all the time. We can depend on them, and we can lean on them. You got in your vehicle this morning, and you put it in gear, and it brought you to the church. Thank God for our cars. Thank God for the lights in our house and computers and all that. That's because there is order in the physical world. And what we have to do is we have to discover the things that are in the physical world and apply them to our lives. You can't fight against it. You've got to live with it. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. There is an order to mathematics. You can't, well, in our generation, there are some places where whatever you feel the answer is what the answer is. If you have a mathematical problem of 1 plus 1 equals 2, it's a problem, but it can be solved, and it can be solved every time. If you have 1 and you have 1, that makes 2. And it'll never be 3, it'll never be 1.5, it'll always be 2. We have mathematics that is universal, amen, maybe in different languages and written differently, but it is universal. It'll always be the same, because when God created things, he put them in order. And I'm thankful today that they are in order, amen. If it was not in order, you would go out this morning and turn on your car and it wouldn't run. Amen. A few weeks ago, we got into our vehicle after Wednesday night service. Click, 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 and it wouldn't run. Something had broken down on the inside, and we had to figure out what it was and fix the problem. And now when I go to start it, it starts right up. Thank God for that. Amen. It brings order. It brings peace. It brings confidence. If you were to look at math, how many knows what pi is? Anybody know what pi is? What's pi? 3.14. Amen. And it comes by dividing one number by another number. And it is an equation that they have discovered that was always here. And it's used for finding the area of a circle. It's used for finding the circumference of a circle. It's used in many, many mathematical equations. And it's consistent. Amen. It doesn't change from one day to another. We lean on these things because when God created everything, he gave us order. Amen. Thank God for order this morning. I'm probably boring some of you here this morning already, but if we look at mathematical order, we would have to go to algebra, and you'd have to figure out things. There was one individual was on a train in Japan. This has been many years ago. And he was a scientist of sorts, and he had a little spare time on his hands, and he just started thinking about how he could predict hurricanes. Yeah, stuff, you know, that all of us think about every day. And so he started writing down an equation, And it was a big old long equation, and it had algebraic terms and everything. And it was his mathematical figuring of how we could determine when a hurricane was going to come. And I thought, well, God bless him. I hope somebody pays him well for that. But I'm not in that highest form of order mathematically. Amen. I'm not going to tell you what grades I got in algebra in high school, because I don't want anybody thinking, well, if Pastor did it, I can do it. No. You don't want to get the grade that I got in algebra. But I will tell you, I did pass. Amen. And there was some skin on my teeth that was gone, but I made it. I did. I passed it. Praise God. And calculus and geometry and all of those kinds of things. You say it really doesn't matter. It really does matter. Amen. It really does. If we didn't have an understanding of those first two right there, we would be having church service in a cave somewhere. And we wouldn't have a stove to cook on. We'd have a fire to cook on. And I'm thankful that we have what we have today. And it's because somebody discovered order. Amen. It goes a little bit further from the physical and the mathematical. It goes to the civil. I could change this around a little bit, but I'm just going to go with what I put together here. In civil order, civil order deals with our relationship on a governmental or a national or a local level. And so, or in our case, a state, we have laws. Everybody said laws. Laws. And you've heard the term law and order. Amen. And the only way we can have order is if we have laws. And the laws dictate how fast we can drive in our vehicle. The laws dictate that we cannot murder someone, that we cannot steal from someone. And, of course, there are many other laws that apply to banks. Amen. It's not just a building sitting there, but it's very complicated what goes on in a bank, very complicated what goes on in that part of life. Laws that are enforced by our police and by our military. So it stretches beyond the local and the state and the federal, but it also goes to the military. Amen. Because not only do we want law and order in our towns, not only do we want law and order in our state or in our country, we want law and order in our world. Amen. We don't want somebody coming up to our country and trying to take over our country, but we want law and order. It goes even further than that. It goes to civil, which really talks about relationships with one another. We could talk about manners. Amen. Everybody said manners. Manners. Have you ever had your mother tell you or your dad tell you, eat with your mouth closed? Amen. Well, it works either way, right? If it's closed or if it's open, it'll work either way. What's the big deal? The big deal is we want some order here at the table. Amen. Amen. You can go crazy when you sit down to eat and you can just throw food and there'll be a gigantic pile all around you. That's okay if you're just a little kid and you're sitting in your high chair. We understand all of that. But I'm telling you, it's not okay when a grown-up family comes and sits down at a restaurant, and when they get up, they've got to call a cleaning crew from some company just to clean it up after them. That's not right. Amen. It's not in order. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We could live our lives without washing or cleaning our clothes. And I'll tell you what, it wouldn't take very long and there wouldn't be a sense of order. Amen. There would not be a sense of order among us. And, you know, I'm picking on the young ones here this morning, or the younger, and, You know, what's the big deal? I mean, I can get at least a week out of my shirt, and that way it saves me from having to take it down to the laundry and putting it in there so my mother can clean it or whatever. But no, we don't allow that, do we? And we don't allow you to come to church. I can tell just by looking at you that we don't allow you, or your parents don't allow you to come with an old wrinkled shirt that you dug out of the bottom of the clothes hamper and throw it on and say it's good enough. You know what? Somebody said it's not good enough. Amen. And you're not going to do that. You're not going to be this way. Well, why not? Because we're going to have some order around here. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, thank God. Civil. All right. So then there is emotional order. Now we're getting into more spiritual things here. But as real as the physical world is, the spiritual world is just as real. Amen. And so we could talk about that. I think what I want to do is go to the spiritual first, because there is an order in our spiritual lives. And that would be salvation. Amen. Now, how is it? Have you all agreed with me so far? Amen. Anybody not agree with this? Because I see your hand this morning. I'm taking a little bit of a risk. Amen. I agree with this. I think we all agree with this, that this has to be right in order for our lives to be blessed. Amen. But then all of a sudden, when it comes to salvation, all of a sudden it's just how you feel. All of a sudden it's just what I feel in my heart. God knows my heart. It really doesn't matter. I can take it or leave it. But I'm telling you this morning, the spiritual areas of life have to be in order, because if they're not in order, there's going to be a lot of other things that are going to suffer. The Bible tells us, and Jesus said it, I read it this morning in Matthew chapter 22, the two beginning commandments, or if I could say it this morning this way, the two areas that we must have in order. Praise God. We've got to have these things in order. You know, they talk about Einstein and what a genius he was and all of that, but I've come to a different conclusion. He had the physical world figured out, and he had the mathematical world figured out, but when it was all said and done, his equations and discoveries and all of that led to a nuclear bomb, amen, that has already killed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And he came to the conclusion that God is not relevant, and that God does not have a whole lot to do with our lives and our world. Little did he realize that God created all the physical world, and many, many scientists, I'm not putting scientists down this morning, but many of them have a religion, and they worship the physical world. Amen. They really do, and they believe in an evolution theory, which means it hasn't been proven, and they believe in that evolutionary theory that nature has the ability to create things over time, but it doesn't have that ability. There's only one that can create all things, and that is God. Well, it started with a Big Bang. Well, where did the energy come from for the Big Bang? Well, ask them the question. They don't know, because they were not there. Amen. And so we have salvation this morning in the spiritual area of order. And there is only one way to be saved. There are not multiple plans of salvation. It's just not there. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized in Jesus' name, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, except we are born of the water and of the Spirit, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And we can come up with Calvin's idea. We can come up with Luther's ideas. We can come up with Wesley's ideas. Excuse me. We can come up with Joseph Smith's ideas. Praise the Lord. but we are not going to come up with the same answer. Amen. We must have salvation if we're going to have order in our lives. And we see it all the time. People that are not saved, yes, they have financial order sometimes. Yes, they understand the civil order of everything. But there are those that don't understand those areas, and they become lawless. Amen. And what we are seeing in our country, if there is not law and order that is brought into our country, we are facing a major, major problem here in America. People that feel like it doesn't matter what the law says, we can do whatever we want to do, but it brings chaos and it takes away order. Amen. And so salvation, faith in God. Everybody said faith in God. Faith in God. It makes a difference if you're trusting God or you're trusting something else. It makes a huge difference. And if you put your faith in God, it will bring spiritual order to your life. Hope. Everybody said hope. Love. Amen. Hope and love. These are things that abide. In other words, they give us order in our lives. If we truly know how to love, then we will know how to interact in the civil areas. Amen. If we love, we're not going to commit murder, which is against the law. We're not going to do that. Those two areas, they interact with each other. And honesty. Everybody said honesty. Honesty. You know what? A society will actually disintegrate. An entire society will disintegrate if there is not honesty and integrity. Did you know that? Did you know that we base everything? If you're going to get a loan from someone, you've got to be honest about it. If everybody was dishonest and failed in their making their payments, their loan, and all of that, the banking system would collapse. Amen. If everybody was dishonest, and every opportunity they saw, they stole whatever they wanted to have, we would have a lawless society. Amen. So the spiritual areas of honesty and integrity are very important for civil discourse. Amen. You can't have dishonest people leading your country. The Bible says when the king is righteous, the people rejoice. And when the king is wicked, the people groan. Amen. It doesn't work. And I've said it many, many times over the years that everything we're building in our lives has to be built upon something. Germany failed. Japan failed in World War II. And they were literally conquered. But look at all of the millions of people that perished and all of the destruction that took place. And it did not work. It did not succeed because it did not have the foundation for order. Amen. There was a pseudo order. There was something about it that had a little bit of order, but it was not enough to sustain. No country can stand on a shaky foundation, on a shaky spiritual foundation. We were all created in the image of God, and I cannot abuse you, and you cannot abuse me. Amen. And us have order in our lives and spiritual order in our hearts. And then inward satisfaction. Praise God. The reason we have many problems in our world today is because there are many, many people who do not have inward satisfaction. They don't. They're not happy. And so we see everything that's happening in our world today. Order. Everybody said order. Order. All right, so if we have spiritual order, then it will bring to us emotional order. Praise the Lord. Emotional order. And emotional order will give us things like joy. Everybody said joy. Do you have joy in your life this morning? Amen. Well, praise God. If we have order, then it will bring joy into our lives. Salvation and spiritual order will bring peace. Everybody said peace. Peace in your heart. Amen. Peace down on the inside. It's not good for people to be angry. We're looking in our political system and we see so much anger. We see people that are just so angry all the time and they cannot function unless they are mad about something, unless they are angry. Well, maybe that's the way they want to live their lives, but as I see it in my own personal life and as I see it in others that I minister to, I don't want to go there. Amen. I don't want to live my life that way, but I want to have it in order. Amen. Peace. And then love. There's love again because God is love, so that's spiritual, but it is also emotional. Amen. And I battle with this. You battle with this. Amen. Loving one another from our heart. Amen. Loving one another and caring for one another. There is something about love that will bring order to our lives. Love will not allow us to do some things. Love will not allow you to hit your wife. Love will not allow you to hit your husband. Amen. If you're bigger than him. You might want to. Well, I got a couple of nods already. Praise God. Somebody smile just a little bit. Amen. Love will not let you curse at someone. Amen. Love will not let you steal from someone. Love will not allow you to go above and beyond the boundaries of order. Amen. Love will say, well, I need to think about this first. And it gives us emotional order. Self-control. Everybody said self-control. Now, you can tell on the emotional aspect here that I'm pulling from the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Self-control, which the Bible calls temperance. Amen. It's temperance. And so it's not optional here this morning, but it is necessary for order, for emotional order. Goodness. Everybody said goodness. Goodness. That's another fruit of the Spirit, but it gives us order in our lives. And so I think I've pretty well covered those areas. If you have any questions, ask me after church and I'll see maybe if I can help out. But I think that covers a lot of everything. Order equals prosperity. Order equals prosperity. All right. You say, well, what are you talking about? Well, what I'm talking about here this morning is that there is the highest order. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13, let's look at the scripture here this morning. And it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Everybody said the whole matter. The whole matter. All right. This whole matter of order right here. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What is it that's going to help us to be happy in this life and in the life to come? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Or if you want to say it this way, it is the thing that is going to bring order into our lives. Praise God, the whole duty of man. And so the highest order we find in Deuteronomy 6 and 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. So your heart, your soul, your might, Jesus added the mind as well. And so there are the areas of order that we need to have in our lives. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Amen. Sounds a little bit radical, doesn't it? It sounds like people who are fanatical about God. Amen. As they used to say back in the 60s, you would be a Jesus freak. Amen. But I'm not a freak. Amen. I'm just living in order. I'm striving for order in my life, and I could not find it in the world. I couldn't find it in the bar room. I couldn't find it in multiple relationships. I could not find it anywhere. There's only one way that we can do this. Amen. And the second highest order for man is Matthew 22:36. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's actually verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. And so when we look at it here this morning, some of the areas that we talked about in the spiritual and the emotional in other aspects as well, we can understand that when things are out of order, I'll tell you what, it doesn't take a whole lot for things to get out of order. Amen. And to be completely, totally frustrated. My brother-in-law had a Ford. And whether you like Ford or not, he would be driving down the road and all of a sudden the car would die. Amen. And he took it to the dealership and they changed out the gas tank. And so everything was fine. He drove it down the road and it died. And so he took it back to the dealership and they put a new fuel pump in it. And he took it and drove it out, and after a little while it died. And he took it to this shop and that shop. Nobody could figure out what it was. And finally he went to a friend, a shade tree mechanic, and he said, oh, I know what the problem is. It's a little computer chip. And he pulled it out and put another one in, and it fixed the problem. One little bitty thing. You're doing a whole lot of work on this thing, but all you need to do is figure out that one little bitty problem right there, and everything's going to work fine. Isn't that exciting? Praise God. I'm glad that most of the time when you take your vehicle in, they don't say, well, we don't know anything about vehicles, but we're going to start and we're going to replace your tires first, then we're going to replace the muffler system, then we're going to replace the engine, then we're going to replace the trans. And by the time we get done, we'll have it figured out. I drive away and say, I don't think I need your assistance. I'll go to a friend of mine that's under the shade tree, and he'll figure it out for me. Praise God. So you can see then one little bitty problem can cause a lot of problems. And so in areas of spiritual, amen. And I've already talked about that in the physical, but faith in God. Is faith in God important? No, it's not just important, it's essential that we have that in order. And we're going to fall short. Yes, we are, but this is something to strive for. Amen. Honesty. Honesty is going to affect your emotions. Amen. It's going to affect how you deal in the civil world. Praise God. And we can talk about the human body. We talked about that already just a little bit. The human body is in order. Thank God it's in order. But it is so very, very true. People that live in high stress all of the time can end up with heart problems. Did you know that? Because the spiritual affects the physical. Amen. The spiritual will affect the physical. And so when things are in order, amen, then it leads us to blessings. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. Praise God. I hope you're getting something out of this morning. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently. Everybody said diligently. Amen. That's getting with it and really buckling down, making sure that this is done right. Thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Amen. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. That sounds like prosperity to me. Well, praise the Lord. God wants to bless you on your job. But you can't tell your boss off every day. You got to get it in order. It's got to be in order. Everything's got to be in order for these blessings to come. Blessed shalt thou be the basket in thy store, or the things that you store up. Blessed shalt thou be when you come in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Amen. Have you ever seen someone that has things in their life in order that's fearful all the time? Well, I'm just so blessed. I'm just a nervous wreck. Amen. I'm so blessed and everything's going so good that I just can't hardly take life anymore. You don't see that, do you? No, but when things are in order, it fixes other areas of life. Is that making sense this morning? It's fixing other areas of life. And so the Lord says, here are the things that are going to happen when you are in order. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy ground. He's repeating himself again. In the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only. Above only. Amen. And thou shalt not be beneath. Praise God. And in another place he said, I just read it. Thou shalt lend. Everybody said lend. Thou shalt not borrow. Well, I know it's getting real quiet here this morning. But I'm telling you, there is an order to things. There is a real order to things that if we will strive to do the will of God and to seek his face diligently, that we will lend and not borrow. Well, praise God. Maybe we ought to just finish up here this morning. So I can tell that order doesn't always follow just because you say it. Amen. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. Amen. There are other gods. If you serve the God of nature, and one of the prophets talked about that, said that he would serve the God of nature, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. If you serve any other god than the Lord God who created all things. And when he created all things, there was an order to it. Amen. George Washington Carver, a black scientist, held a peanut up in his hand and he said, "God, what's in that peanut?" And he said, God spoke back to him and said, "Carver, I gave you a brain. You figure out what's in it." But did you know that God knew what was in that peanut? Amen. Mr. Ford came along and put a soybean in his hand and looked at it. I wonder what's in that soybean. And he started making things. You don't hear about this, but if you read about it, he actually could make clothing out of a soybean. Amen. He wore a suit that was made out of soybeans. He figured out that he could make things that are now made out of plastic. He made them out of soybeans. He wanted to develop out of the oil in the soybean. He wanted to develop fuel for the automobile. He wanted it to be the cloth on the seats made out of soybeans. He was really into soybeans. And he figured out that that was right there in that little bitty soybean. Amen. He was a man that understood order. Praise God. I don't know if he served God or not, but there was an order to his life. There was he wanted to figure out what worked and what didn't work. And the things that are going to work, we're going to do it. And as it began to work, he developed another order called a production line. And they would go from one floor to the next. There'd be a big hole and a ramp, and they would slide this part of the car down that ramp, and those guys would start working on it, and out the bottom door of the building was a complete automobile. I remember working at Cessna Aircraft when I first got out of high school, and at that time they were making 40 complete single-engine airplanes every day. Every day. And I thought, how in the world does that happen? It happens because somebody's got some order to things. Amen. It's not, hey, what would you like to do today? Oh, okay, go over there. What would you like to do today? Oh, well, let's see if it all works. No, there is specific, exact things that are supposed to be done on a regimented daily basis. Amen. We've got to get this out. We've got to do this. If we don't do it just right, it's not going to work, and it's going to throw a kink into the whole works of this thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when things are out of order, let's read a little bit further here this morning. Do you love the word today?
Amen.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall be in the field, cursed shalt thou be in thy basket, in the city, the fruit of your body, the fruit of your land, the increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep. And so there is the exact opposite. Amen. The exact opposite that takes place here when we are out of order in our lives. Amen. And he said, it's because you have forsaken me. Do you love him this morning?
Amen.
Do you love him this morning? You know, some folks don't mind living out of order. They get to the place where they just deal with it. They just deal with it. Amen. They don't mind. They don't mind using baling wire in their life, so to speak.
Amen.
You know, the old farmer fix it thing. As long as you got some baling wire, you can fix anything.
Amen.
Baling wire and duct tape.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Have you ever seen anybody driving down the road and they got a busted out window And it's all duct taped, and they bought the duct tape that was kind of close to the color of their car. I said, no, you're not fooling anybody. It's out of order. Amen. Did you know that if you got a crack in your windshield and it comes right across where your eyes look, that the police can pull you over and demand that you get it changed? Did you know that? Did you know that they can pull you over if it's too tinted, it's too dark? They can actually pull you over and make you correct that. You say, well, that's just, they're being nitpicky. No, it's order. Because you might not be able to see somebody. And if you hit them and kill them, then that could be because of something that's out of order. Over the course of years, we've figured out what works and what doesn't work. And we're constantly changing things, amen, as a society. Thank God for that. Thank God we're not living in a third world country this morning. I'm thankful for that. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for that. I'm so glad that I can go to the grocery store and get whatever I would like to have for the most part and enjoy life and be happy and all of that. But this morning, if you're out of order in your life, in any of the areas that we talked about, you're not going to go to the highest potential that you have. Are you happy this morning? Is anybody happy? Praise the Lord. Well, some of you don't look happy. Well, it doesn't matter what I look like. It's what's in my heart. Yep, my point exactly. Amen. What's in your heart this morning? Why aren't you happy? You know? Well, I don't want to find out. I go to the doctor and I pay him money so he'll say everything's all right. Jesus said, I didn't come for the well, but I came for the sick. And so when somebody's sick, oh, Lord, we got to face reality. You got an ear infection. It's going to cost you $50 for antibiotics. Well, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. You've got a cancer. What we need to do is do surgery. But until surgery, we're going to give you aspirin to cover up the pain and whatever. Well, I took aspirin and everything seems to be all right. I'll just leave it at that. I'll just take aspirin from now on. I'll live, right? Isn't that what we do? No, that's not what we do. No, we listen to the doctor. Our blood pressure goes up. Our heart rate increases. Well, praise the Lord. I went to my heart doctor one time, it's been many years ago, I was having a test, a treadmill test. They had me all hooked up to all these wires, and they've got a monitor, all this high-tech stuff that's in order, right? And they're getting ready to start it up, and all of a sudden, I nearly passed out, and then I came back awake again. I thought, oh, okay, cool. I didn't pass out. I didn't fall on the floor and die. I guess I'm all right. The man running the test said, you okay? See, he was already running the things. And so I went to see the doctor, and the doctor said, after the test was over with, he said, you gave my folks a little bit of a scare back there. I said, yeah, I guess I'm being a bad boy today. He looked at me with cold eyes. And he said, this is very serious. And my heart nearly stopped again. He said, we've got to do this, this, and this, and this. And it's going to require that you come into the hospital. And I said, really? I said, doctor, I'm not real sure about this. And I said, give me some time to think about it. And I thought about it for about 3 months. I said, God, if you want to take me, just take me. Amen. But I got to think about this. And finally, I gave in to order, as much as order could be. Amen. And I went into the hospital, had the procedure, and everything's fine now. Last time I went to see him, he said, don't need to see you for a year. Everything looks great. Cha-ching. Amen. Isn't that the way we want things to be? Some things get out of order and we can't fix them in the physical world unless a miracle takes place. But I'm telling you what, there are some areas of life this morning that we can change to line up to the order that God has for us. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Let's stand together this morning. God bless you. Y'all have been so kind to me this morning. I thank God for each and every one of you this morning. Amen. Isn't God good?
Amen.
God's been good to us. Amen. Let's have order in our lives. If you want to be happy, just stop and say, why am I not happy? What is it? I have trouble having faith in God. Well, what's the issue? You got to pop the hood and start testing and checking and looking and praying and seeking and asking God, God, what is it that's causing this problem in my life? And God will show you why you're not having the faith that you need to have. And it will cover every area of life. Amen. I don't want to be personal with anyone here this morning. I'm giving you the principle today of order. Amen. And I wrote this Bible study. I've been teaching a Bible study, or I taught one lesson of a Bible study, and they haven't followed through with the rest of it. But as I began to write this Bible study, I was writing it for someone that didn't know the Lord. But the more I realize, hey, I need this. I need order in my life. Do you need order in your life? Well, yes, I do in one little area. It's just that little computer chip underneath the hood, but that's it. The whole rest of the car is in order. Everything else is fine. Don't have to worry about me. I can live with that. Every now and then the car will just stop on the side of the road, and if I wait for an hour or two, it'll come back on. I can go a little further down the road. Well, if that's what you're interested in, and that's all the farther you want to go, God bless you. When we see you on the side of the road, we'll just wave as we pass by. Amen. If you don't mind losing an engine on takeoff and coming down and crashing, well, we'll be praying for you. Hope a miracle takes place. But I've come to find out that God expects us to look at that peanut in our hand and say, what's in that? He expects us to do some things. Amen. To research, to look, to dig in, to find out, to find the reason why. Amen. So that we can fix it and go on and prosper. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you this morning for the Word of God. Thank you this morning for the truth. The truth shall make us free. The truth of order in our lives. I pray this morning, Lord, for each and every one of us. I pray for myself this morning, Lord, that you would help us. You would lead us to that perfect order that you have for us, that we could prosper, spiritually prosper, that we could be blessed physically in our world. Lord, that we could be the salt of the earth, that we could show the world that we are part of your kingdom. In Jesus' name this morning. In Jesus' name this morning. In Jesus' name this morning. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes life looks like it's out of order, and we don't know what's going on. Amen. But thank God for prayer. Thank God for God. Amen. Thank God that we can experience miracles in our life, healings, amen, miracles that will take place where God can give us a sense of order, amen, in a world that seems to be out of order. Praise God.